Hello and welcome to another edition of the ChannelBuzz.ca podcast. I'm Robert Dutt, editor of ChannelBuzz.ca, and as usual, your host for the show. Today we continue our 2018 New Year's podcast series, the annual shows where we check in on sponsors of the site and get their take on the year that was, in this case 2017, and the year that will be, in this case 2018. We're joined by Ed Galasso, the new chief at Tech Data Canada, and what a year Tech Data had, both in Canada and abroad, with locally Galasso's ascension after the long run of Rick Reed, and internationally with the acquisition and integration of Avnet Technology Solutions, a bid to more completely blend the traditional broad line and value-added distribution segments. We'll cover both of those subjects in depth, finding out how Ed's new role is going and getting an upgrade on the former Avnet Technology Solutions in Canada and how that's fitting in. Plus, we'll get Ed's assessment on the distribution market in Canada and his thoughts on the mood in the Canadian channel community overall. Should be a great conversation, so let's get right into it. My chat with Ed Galasso. Ed, thanks for joining us.
My pleasure, Rob.
Looking back at 2017, geez, man, did anything happen at Tech Data Canada?
Absolutely, quite a bit. We've been busy over here.
We'll touch on a few of those things that have kept you busy. The first of which is, of course, your new role, moving into kind of the leadership role for the Canadian team as Rick has moved towards retirement and will be retiring shortly. I'm trying to remember if it's half a year or 9 months into the new role. How's it working out for you?
Yeah, somewhere in between there. It's been great, honestly, Rob. It's been great. There's obviously a lot of work to do bringing together these two large and successful organizations. Mm-hmm. But, you know, we have a strong and tenured team here at Tech Data who are working hard to ensure that we continue to meet our milestones. I really can't say enough about the people that we have here at Tech Data and how helpful they've been through our integration, and more so how helpful they've been to me during my transition. I think it's also interesting for people to know that I've hired my backfill finally. That individual, Riz Rafiq, has been in place for 10 weeks now, and that's really allowed me to lean into my new responsibilities in a bigger way. It's a demanding role. I've learned a ton, and I continue to sharpen my approach in this job. And really, it's been great having Rick here for the last several months. Couldn't ask for a better mentor. Mm-hmm. Certainly grateful for all of his guidance.
All right. Great. Nice to hear that things are settling down nicely. And, of course, you touch on what was probably the biggest story of the year for Tech Data across the board, the integration of Avnet Technology Solutions, beginning with the acquisition, which was right off the top of 2017, if I recall, and of course, yep, integration throughout it. Can you give us a little bit of an update on both sort of where we're at this point in the integration and what it's kind of meant for Tech Data Canada over the last year?
Well, in terms of an update on integration, let me begin by saying it's really thanks to the teams that we have in place from coast to coast who provide exceptional support to our customers and vendors, and they're the ones that have been able to keep our combined business running smoothly. As I said earlier, we're bringing together two big companies, each of which had a strong legacy business. We're bringing together sales teams, marketing teams, systems, tools, other processes, and as you might expect, Rob, there's a few kinks that we encounter along the way that we have to bang out.
There always are.
But generally speaking, we're progressing well. With time, we've gained a better understanding of the differences between our business models, certainly our selling rhythms, mm-hmm, and our cultures. And we understand that in order to be successful, we have to appreciate the unique skills and knowledge required to sell such a broad array of technology products. So it's important for us to ensure that we, through integration, we're being mindful of what made both those companies great before they became one.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
I was just going to add that for us to continue to focus on the customer and vendor experience is what will continue to make us a destination for Canadian solution providers. And then the other half of your question, what has it meant to our business? The integration of the legacy Avnet TS business in Canada has meant to us that we've brought a large number of talented people into our organization, including excellent technical resources who are focused on next-generation solutions. I'd say that what it's done is provided us the ability to offer enterprise-grade solutions to traditional tech data customers, and that should accelerate the adoption of advanced solutions in Canada's SMB and user community. The last thing that I'm pretty excited about is how this integration will allow us to make better use, better leverage of our integration center here in Canada. And as we expand what we're able to do in that center and expand our offerings. There's been a lot more engagement with our with the U.S., both on the legacy Tech Data side and the legacy Avnet TS side. In fact, many of them will be here celebrating Rick's time at Tech Data next week as we celebrate Rick. But honestly, it's been exciting to be such part of such a integration, one of this magnitude. I've been at Tech Data for a lot of years, but I joined after the integration of Globel, so I missed out on all of that. But certainly, this pace and this integration has been very inspiring for me. I think what makes it special is the complementary nature of our collective businesses and how it puts us in the market in a place where we're able to deliver end-to-end solutions to customers and vendors.
All right. You touched on the integration center, and certainly for, 5 years or more, pre-acquisition of Avnet TS. You guys have been kind of going down the road of straddling the line between what was traditional broadline and traditional value-added distribution. And certainly, given Avnet TS's profile and what it did for a living, that acquisition has to accelerate that and make that even more prominent. How did that acquisition redefine the identity of Tech Data and Tech Data Canada?
Well, I think you touched on it. It certainly adds weight to much of what we've been building over the years. Prior to acquisition, we had a strong data center business, and this acquisition helps us round out our line card. It also brings a new perspective to our customer relationships. I think globally, it helped to round out our geographic coverage and concentration, so our split between the Americas and Europe. And of course, it introduced Tech Data to the Asia Pac market, which is fantastic. Every day here in this office in Mississauga, we learn more, we understand more about the two businesses, and honestly, just gets us further down the path of creating the IT distributor of the future.
All right, sounds good. So aside from those two very major developments, not that I want to discount them in any way, both the acquisition and your new role moving into leadership there, what have you seen as some of the big developments, some of the headlines, as it were, for Tech Data Canada over the course of 2017?
Well, in terms of other big developments here, I would say cloud continues to be a big area of focus for us. Throughout the year, we've been investing heavily, not just in the platform in Canada, but on a global scale. Also, investing locally in resources to help Canadian partners move practices and workloads to the cloud. Mm-hmm. This is another area that's kind of been impacted by the acquisition of TS. Through that acquisition, we now have access to AWS and other cloud offerings, as well as access to their cloud solutions platform. And you'll see more from us on that in 2018.
All right. which is a nice segue. That's kind of where I wanted to go next, is from looking back at the year that was to looking forward a bit at the year that is and will be. Both personally and as an organization, what are kind of your priorities for 2018?
Well, I don't want to telegraph our strategy to our competitors, but I can tell you that we will continue to focus on mobility solutions. Mm-hmm. We'll continue to capitalize on the growing interest in buying technology as a service. Mm. And we now have a capability to capitalize on new vendor opportunities, both on-prem and cloud-based. We will become more of a destination for enterprise vendors, and that we have a real opportunity in 2018 to become a bigger part of the market here in Canada.
Right.
Not to sound too boring, but customers can continue to expect the same excellent service and support that has earned Tech Data the Distributor of the Year honors for 10 years in a row. So definitely not taking our eye off that. And then, of course, we'll continue to drive growth in our vendor partnerships and ensure we're doing everything possible for us to reduce complexity for both vendors and customers.
All right. Sounds good. Sounds good. And yeah, an excellent point that, you know, so we talk so much about what's new or what's changing, and obviously equally important in any business and probably in distribution, maybe even more so, is what's staying the same or what's, you know, not necessarily the area of focus and a lot of attention in terms of news, but vitally important to yourselves and to both your vendors and solution providers. How do you see the distribution market in Canada right now, and Tech Data's place in it as well? Obviously, we've seen some consolidation. I will be inviting Rick on this year-end series podcast one last time, and one last time get to ask him if Canada is still over-distributed, but I'm interested to get your thoughts on it as well.
For sure. There's always rumors of consolidation, so perhaps there will be more of that this year. I think it's a great question. You know, we always discuss what our role is today, and where are we moving as an organization and you know, as a channel in Canada here. Always a lot of talk about our role. Cloud is an example of an area where I think you'll continue to see investment in by distributors and an expansion of what you'd typically call a distributor, an aggregator. I think specialization is something you'll see more of from Tech Data and perhaps other distributors. You know, we offer an extensive technical bench, lots of capabilities and skills and deep knowledge as a result of the acquisition. And I think you'll see Tech Data as well as other distributors offer more in that area of specialization, whether it's next-generation security solutions or virtual reality or IoT. Automation is another key area of focus for distributors as well as for Tech Data, delivering services that solution providers can leverage in order to augment their own existing offerings. So I spoke earlier about our integration center, you know, that's grown up so much over the last 10 years, you know, starting with simple imaging and asset tagging to really now becoming a connected part of a project management for our customers. And I only see that continuing to grow. You know, the stickiness that comes with delivering services that solution providers can actually use helps to form stronger partnerships and honestly, at the end of the day, improves the channel's financial metrics.
All right, and that's what this is all about in large part. And on that note, obviously in your role, you're talking to a lot of solution providers every day. Just curious how they're feeling about their business prospects for 2018. What gets them excited or concerned, as the case may be? What's sort of the general mood in the channel in these first days of 2018?
Right. Spending a lot of time traveling, well, both in my old role, but especially in my new role. And that affords me the ability to check in with a variety of solution providers from different geographies. Geography and solution provider focus do impact how cloudy the crystal ball is and what their feeling is of the market. But in general, I'd say the mood is positive. We'll see what the impact of the current NAFTA negotiations might hold. And, you know, there's a lots of talk about the recent interest rate trends and what that might do to our economy. But based on what I see myself, the numbers that I am able to review, what I hear from customers, the Canadian IT market has been in growth mode for the last several quarters. And many feel like that trend will continue throughout the first half of 2018, at least.
All right. Some great insights there. Before we wrap up, any parting shots or final words of wisdom for the Canadian channel community?
Well, I'd say strap in. I think it's going to be another exciting year in the Canadian IT channel. I think it'll be as busy as it always has been. You know, the pace of change continues to increase, and IT distributors have the ability to help solution providers keep up with demand, and more importantly, help them close the gap between the pace of innovation and the ability to profit from it. I think that Tech Data is in an excellent position to be that vital link in the IT ecosystem because of our amazing end-to-end portfolio of products. We have lots and lots of services that we have in place today and will be rolling out, and just rounds out our entire solution offering. So I look forward to the continued communication that vendors and solution providers have given us throughout this last year and in our first year of integration, and I look forward to continuing our relationships in the channel throughout 2018.
All right. Ed, once again, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you for the opportunity. You have a great rest of the day.
So there you have it. The year that was 2017 and the year that will be 2018 through the eyes of Ed Galasso. I'd like to thank Ed for joining us for the podcast and thank Tech Data Canada for its continuing sponsorship of the site. And of course, thank you for joining us and listening in to the podcast this week. Hey, we'll wrap up the New Year's podcast series next week with a very special edition of the ChannelBuzz.ca podcast, as we have one last round on this show with outgoing Tech Data Canada President Rick Reed. Reed has announced his retirement nearly a year ago. In fact, by the time this podcast hits, he'll be well on his way to fulfilling that goal. We'll chat with Rick about his memories in the channel over the last 20 years plus, from joining Tech Data Canada before it acquired Globel, to his retirement just after the acquisition of Avnet Technology Solutions. We'll talk goals, memories, and what comes next for Rick Reed. Plus, I'll get to ask one last time my favorite question to any executive. But until then, I'm Robert Dutt for ChannelBuzz.ca, and I'll see you around the channel.